Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, where your host, Andy Jacob, interviews leading entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs about their incredible companies and discusses their unique entrepreneurial journeys. If you're the CEO or founder of an exciting and exceptional company, the editorial team of .com Magazine welcomes you to pitch your business story to appear on this exciting interview series by reaching out to Mr. Jacob at .com Magazine at .commagazine.com. And without further ado, here is another amazing entrepreneurial story on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Good afternoon, everyone. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. Wow, what a show today. You know, so many people reach out to me at the .com Magazine and they say, Andy, we want to learn more about not only mentorship, but how board of directors work. How do you put together a great board of directors? How do you put together a board of advisors that are really going to get you from point A to B? And so many people reached out to me. I had to reach out to one of the worldwide leading experts in building a board of directors and building a board of advisors. And what he's been able to do with his company is put together a very specialized platform to do just that, to help companies bring in executive boards much more quickly and efficiently than ever before. His name is Mr. Martin Rovinsky, and Martin is the CEO of BoardsEye. And wait till you hear about this platform. It's so exciting. Martin, welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Thank you, Andy. I've been looking forward to this. I'm very excited and I'm very happy you reached out to me and we were able to connect and schedule this.
Well, I'm very delighted to have you on the show. So many people are talking about advisors and board of directors and how to put something together that resonates for the company. And you have this great company called BoardsEye. Let's investigate BoardsEye just a little bit. Let's pull the lens back to 30,000 feet and tell us about BoardsEye, and then we're going to get into it.
Sounds great. Yeah, I mean, simply put, we're basically a network, a very niche network where we have executives that have expressed interest and expressed the fact that they have the time to be able to join a company on a board, whether it's board of advisors or board of directors. Which gives us obviously a running start knowing that these executives are in search for that. And on the flip side, we obviously talk with companies at all levels from startups to mid-range all the way to publicly traded companies that basically come to us. And a lot of times they're looking for one advisor. Sometimes they want to build out a board of advisors completely from scratch. And of course, you know, the big topic of diversity is it comes up quite often as well. So yeah.
Martin, I love it so much. So let's take a look at both ends of the spectrum to begin with. And you've got a new book that's come out. I want to talk about that as well. And so many exciting things, but let's talk, Martin, first of all, about a company that really wants to connect with someone that they can add to their board of directors or board of advisors. What does that journey look like on BoardsEye? How do they get into the platform? How do they start looking for potential board of directors or advisors for their company?
Absolutely. So we do have a platform and it is a great tool, but it's not the only tool that we use. So we do have some AI behind the platform that helps us out. We have the platform that basically lists all the different positions that are available that executives can basically apply to. And express their interest. They may be thinking this is a good fit. So that's one solution. The other solution is we have many companies that might not want to be on the platform and might not really say, hey, we're ready. But they might say, if you have this type of an executive that comes through your door, let us know. So that's the other version of it, which is a human-driven version. So we do have teams on both sides, from the business development and, of course, the ones that are talking to executives. And basically what happens is, we'll, you know, when we bring on an executive, after we get to know them, they go through an onboarding call. So they first, you know, are interviewed with our team. And then there's their second interview, which is a little bit deeper. And then we, of course, get all their board documents, put their profile together. And then we start looking at what's out there. So we, if we think that there might be a good fit for a certain type of industry, then we're going to, you know, nudge those companies that said they might be interested in this type of a person. And then we see what happens. You know, sometimes we get one or two replies that say, yes, we'd love to set up an interview. And sometimes we don't. So we don't stop. We basically keep going. And eventually, you know, at the end of the day, the thing that I think most people need to understand is it's all about timing. You know, we've had crazy success where a person will come to us and we literally are like, oh my gosh, this is like a perfect executive that we've been looking for 6 months for this company that's been turning people down. And we send them over and they're like, yep, this is the one. And that happens quickly for that person. Of course, that's not a norm. Usually that's take a little bit of time because there is a lot of factors that companies look at when they're looking for, you know, an advisor. This is not a consulting job. So it's somebody that should be there long term. Most likely they'll get some equity in the company. So it is a long process, and it does take time to make the right match and a few factors.
I love it. You're almost like a matchmaker, but using technology to put it together. I love it, Martin. And so many companies are using the Board's Eye or the Board's Eye platform to great success. Let's talk about the other side, because I would imagine there's a lot of entrepreneurs, maybe seasoned entrepreneurs, that say to themselves, you know, I've got some value. I've got something that I can provide. I've got a certain set of skills, if you will, that would be potentially great for another company to be able to utilize if I can join their advisory board or their board of directors. So let's talk about those people and how they get engaged with the Board's Eye or Board's Eye platform.
Absolutely. So they obviously, like I said, they go through a whole interview process. We look at everything from their experience, their expertise. We try to learn about, you know, their personal mission and vision. And of course, the most important that are one of the most important factors is their values. And we do the same thing on the company side. So that's part of the matchup, right? If a company is looking for certain experience in a certain industry, if they're very specific with that, then obviously that takes a lot of people out. There's also the diversity factor, right? So company might come to us and they specifically say they're looking to add two female board members. Let's say use an example as a pharmaceutical company. So that really filters things down. But sometimes companies don't know exactly what they're looking for. And that one, you know, we send a lot of executives their way thinking that, you know, these are the right people, and they filter through them. So we have a process where we filter through them, and then the ones we filter out, then it's up to that company to really ultimately make the decision.
Martin, I love it so much. And you mentioned that this is really a long-term commitment. You know, so many people have the false idea that when they join a board of advisors that it's, you know, a quick, you know, couple week advisory role and then they step away and that's it. But it's really a long-term commitment. And so that's why the people needed to join a board of advisors or a corporate board are so important. So let's talk about that. What's the length of time that an advisor typically sits on a board or a director typically sits on a board of directors for a company?
Yeah, on the director level in a public sector company, I mean, that's, you know, we can all Google and figure out the averages out there, but they're looking at 3-year terms. They do turn those people. People do get comfortable. Companies change and adjust and might have to bring in a different type of a person. Some people, you know, a lot of the board of directors are on the older side. And of course, you got to cycle through that. You got to create diversity. So those are your 3-year terms. On the advisor role, there's really not a set time. What we always tell the companies too, that's really important when you're building a board of advisors, especially in the mid-range level for companies, it's you're really building a pool of people that quite possibly could be one day promoted to board of directors. So if you worked with somebody, say, for 2-3 years as a board of advisors, and now your company is ready to possibly go public and they really need to move those people to board of directors, you're not starting over. You've already built this relationship with people that you've been working with. So you know your comfort level, you know who you're working with, you know what they have to bring to the table. So it's a lot easier to, I guess you can say, promote those people to the next level and give them more equity or whatnot. But even on board of advisors, whether they're paid financially by, you know, money, or if they're both money and equity, it's usually also vested over time. So there'll be, you know, 3-4 years where the equity is vested and they really got to put in the work. I mean, it is work. It's not, you're not going to go golfing and have a chit chat and get paid or equity. So you got to do some work.
This is great, Martin. You know, it's very interesting and it really resonates with me because we always talk about how at least startup founders, certainly on their entrepreneurial journey, need to surround themselves with people that can give them advice.
And absolutely,
oftentimes what happens with the younger entrepreneurs, at least, or seasoned entrepreneurs that don't have really their thinking cap on, is they surround themselves with people that only tell them what they think they want to hear. And you mentioned diversity. How important is it to have an advisory staff or an advisory board that actually will give you different viewpoints of the way in which the company should proceed forward instead of just telling the CEO what they think he or she wants to hear?
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you brought up two factors there. One, you know, CEOs tend to, I'm not going to say all of them, but a lot of them have big egos. And I always say that that's not a good thing to have, because you are going to be surrounding yourself with people that feed that ego. You know, tell me what I want to hear, because if you don't tell me what I want to hear, I don't want to hear it. And you don't get much from that advisor, obviously. I mean, it happens with employee, you know, when CEOs have employee meetings and they're maybe throwing out ideas, same thing happens at that level. So yeah, it is important to set your ego aside, and bringing in ideas that are outside the scope of the CEO is the best thing. And that's what diversity causes too. You know, people, and diversity can be at all levels. It's not just female, male, race, age. Age is a huge diversity. If you talk to younger people, they're going to give you ideas that, you know, me, I don't want to age myself, but I'm older. I might not have even thought about it. You know, I don't know how to do social media marketing. That is not my niche. That is a whole new generation. So, having diversity on your foundation level at your board of advisors or executives is a key, because that bleeds all the way through to that company. You know, if you start with the correct foundation, then you can build that up from there and hopefully have diversity all throughout the company.
Martin, I love it. It makes all the sense to anyone watching the show wanting to build a great board of advisors or great board of directors. And for the people not quite ready to build that board, it still makes sense to go to Boardsy and check out what's going on, because there's so much to learn on the platform. So if you're in the middle of putting together a board of directors or a board of advisors, or if you're thinking about it, go to the platform and check it out, because it's also filled with a lot of great information. Now, Martin, you've got this book coming out and it's very interesting. It's called The Corporate Matchmaker. And I love it because really you talk about how to create a robust boardroom. And that's really important. It has to be robust. It has to be people engaged. It has to be people that really care about the mission of the company. So, you know, I know you kind of give away a little bit of a secret sauce in the book, and I don't want to, you know, get so much into it, but can you give us some insight on some of the things that are so important in putting together that right sauce for the board of directors or the board of advisors?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I already mentioned one of the most important things for me, and that is diversity. And, you know, it does create, I don't want to say chaos in the wrong way, it's chaos in the right way. When you have diversity, even at an education level, you know, you might have an entrepreneur that never graduated college, and you might have a a Harvard graduate, you know, with a law degree, they're going to bring 100% different ideas. And it doesn't mean that one is right and one is wrong, but I think the best idea may lie somewhere in the middle. So whenever you have a problem, it always creates a solution, but it's always better if you can create multiple solutions. So, and those solutions sometimes can, you know, be driven into a whole, for a business, into a whole different income level. You know, maybe an idea flows from there where they didn't even think about creating an income stream from something that they just came up with as an idea for a different problem. So you never know what you're going to get with diversity, but if everybody has one thing, and that we already talked about it, personal mission matches up with company mission, vision, and the values. And if we all stand behind that, doesn't matter where the diversity is at, if we all stand behind those values, then nothing but good things can happen.
That makes sense, Martin. And of course, we have a lot of entrepreneurs watching the show, as you know,
yeah,
that aren't quite ready, let's say, to put together an official board of advisors or board of directors, Martin. So as you know, one of the preeminent leading experts in the matchmaking with regard to creating this robust boardroom, what kind of advice can you give to the entrepreneurs in their entrepreneurial journey that aren't quite ready to put the official board of directors or official board of advisors together? What should they do? Who should they surround themselves with to at least start thinking about how they can get great advice from people that bring this diversity and this understanding to their company?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, entrepreneurs are awesome. I mean, I think they're the idea thinkers, they're the idea doers. And I'm sure you've watched Shark Tank. You know, I mean, I love that show. And some of the products some of these guys think about, I'm just blown away. And one thing always reminds me when they're in there pitching their product, and it might be the greatest product in the world, and one of the questions that the Shark Tank always asks them is, who's behind this product besides you? You know, that you're the idea guy. You obviously have a great idea, but you're here asking for money. Who's behind the product? You know, who are your advisors? And time again, I hear no one. Or, you know, or me and my wife are working on this together. So I think that is another factor for an entrepreneur to keep in mind is if they're at any stage in their company where they're looking for funding, start bringing people on board that can provide you with that can provide that value. Because if you have a product and you're looking for money, and in your mind you're thinking, I just need money to do marketing and distribution, and of course the next question is, well, how are you going to do distribution? Well, I haven't really figured that out. Well, maybe you should have a logistics advisor on your board, you know, somebody that can really that's done it before. So I think there is no perfect time to start building a board of advisors, but I think the sooner that you start thinking about it and exploring that idea, the more prepared you will be for the next stage in your company. 100%.
That's great advice. You know, as you know, we recently interviewed on the .com magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, Mr. Robbie Cabral, who was on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
He did a deal with Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, for his invention called Benji Lock. And he followed the same journey that you just spoke about. He started in his garage. He saw a problem. He started surrounding himself with some people that could help him out. And all of a sudden he goes on Shark Tank and he does a deal. And then of course, when you go on Shark Tank and do a deal, you get sort of the embrace of the board of advisors and the consultants of the shark. So it's exactly the journey that you mentioned, Martin. Now, you're a technology executive with really, you know, many years of experience, over 25 years of experience providing leadership, developing and implementing strategic processes, and really streamlining services that have really improved the growth of the companies that you've worked with in various fields. So, Martin, you've got great experience. Obviously, you're the CEO of Boardsy or Boardseye, B-O-A-R-D-S, and then there's an I, so you can call it either way. Some people call it tomato, some people call it tomato or potato. Exactly. Or potato. So, Martin, when we think about the younger entrepreneurs watching the show that face a crunch, they face a pothole in the road, they face a challenge. I mean, you've seen a number of challenges throughout your career. I've seen a number of challenges, you know, in my career, and every day entrepreneurs have challenges, but I know you've got a personal story, a personal journey that's very compelling. What could you share with the younger entrepreneurs watching the show on what they need to think about in their brain and in their spirit to get through those tough times?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think tough times are actually necessary because that's really what builds us and our character. And there are many, many businesses that have failed, that have quit. And it doesn't mean that it was a failed business. It doesn't mean that it wasn't a great idea. They just hit an objection. They hit a problem that they couldn't solve and couldn't move beyond. They got scared. Maybe they got scared of success. I mean, there's crazy things happening out there. But bottom line is you have to punch and push through that. And you have to vision yourself exactly like you did when you started the company. You know, when you start doing it, you're excited, you're moving forward, and you have to know that you're going to hit speed bumps, you're going to hit big hills, you're going to hit mountains, you're going to hit roadblocks. That doesn't mean you have to stop, turn around, and go back home. You just sometimes means you have to go right and then left again and keep going. So you have to move on. And I think this is why surrounding yourself with a group of advisors is the key, because those people have been there, have done that. They've hit those objections, they've solved those objections, and they've moved on and they've succeeded. Now, if you got that in your back pocket, that's exactly who you need. And I'm only saying that, and I've read many books, and Napoleon Hill is one of my favorites. And, you know, he talks about a group of mastermind, right? Surround yourself with the people. It is the same concept here in 2021. Surround yourself with a group of people that can be there for you, whether it's CFOs that can help you financially, whether it's COOs that can help you with organizations. It's a key to have these people helping you and overcoming so that you don't end up being a quitter.
Martin, it's fantastic advice. And for the people that reached out to me to bring on someone that has an expertise in this, you know, you're hearing it first. Rewind what Martin just said. Rewind it over and over. You're almost getting a Harvard MBA with regard to how to put a board of advisors together or a board of directors together. Martin, let's stay with the board of advisors a little bit and the board of directors. Is it, when you build a board of advisors, should you think about bringing advisors in that have expertises in different areas? So, for example, if you have a question about finance, you can talk to the guy that's the expert in the, or the gal that's the expert in the finance, or you have a question about branding, you have somebody that has an expertise in that field, or you have a question about strategy, you have an expert in that field. How do you put the board of advisors together so that you get really what you need in all facets of your business?
That's you hit it right on. I mean, that is the key. You know, many people are what we always call jack of all trades. And I consider myself that. Can I put a website together? Yes. Can I, you know, on the technology level, can I run a company? Yes. I mean, I can do all those things. I can handle bookkeeping, but am I an expert at putting a website together? Absolutely not. Am I an expert at bookkeeping? Absolutely not. It's good that you're a jack of all trades because you can oversee all those things, not only from a leadership point of view of being a dictator, but you can actually jump in there and help out if needed. So you can be a hands-on person, but bringing on those experts, especially at an advisory level, that's the key. Because if I get stumped with, with a financial, working with different types of angels, for example, and connecting them with the companies that are looking for funding. Am I the best person? No, I have a CFO that can basically handle that. And he's an advisor. He might not be a full-time CFO, which is a lot cheaper long-term to bring on a advisor than it is to go out and hire a CFO when you're a startup. I mean, that can get pretty pricey and put you out of business pretty quickly. So giving away, you know, small pieces of equity to gain, to go to the next level, that is the difference. You know, I mean, the old saying, right? I can build a $1 million company and own 100% of it, or I can build a $1 billion company and own 80% of it. You do the numbers. I'll take the 80% all day long.
Yeah, I love that, Martin. It makes just great sense. It's a great approach that you have. It's really very, very streamlined and very clear. And I love that so much, Martin. If I'm a company right now that's not a mature company, Martin, and I want to bring on my first advisor, let's just say one, just to start with, yep, my first one. What does that advisor look like? I mean, should they, what specialty should they have? Should they have more of a generalized specialty as the first advisor? Or do you recommend going for the specific type of advisor? Or does it depend on what the company needs right now to determine what advisor expertise you need to bring on?
Yeah. So if they're, first of all, I mean, we are pitching boards out here a little bit, so I'll just go with that. With our company call, discovery call that we do, a lot of times about 20 minutes into the call and really opening up about the company, what they do, and a lot of things come up. And they might have been thinking exactly what you said, I just need one advisor. And they might not even have an idea of exactly who they're looking for, but they just feel like they need some help. By the end of the phone call, they might be like, you know, you're right, I'm going to bring on four people. I'm going to bring on an expert in branding. I'm going to bring on an expert in finance because I need to go find funding. So all of a sudden, one idea grows into more. So, but in general, if somebody is really stuck and they're just like, I really just need one, I can only afford to deal with one right now, then I would, yeah, keep it general. Look for an advisor that's dealt with growth strategies, that can really look from outside at a business and say, here is what we need to do next. And most likely they're going to say, we need to bring on more advisors.
That's great, Martin. You know, for people that want more information about board of advisors, advisors, mentors, board of directors, reach out to Martin. Check out BoardsEye. I mean, they are leading the way for executives to connect with companies seeking executive talent for board of directors and boards of advisors, which is so important. And they're really helping companies build executive boards really quicker and more efficiently than ever before. And it's really awesome that they're focusing on board diversity to reach the company's highest success rates. Absolutely. And really their fastest growth potential. So this is really a remarkable platform Martin and his team have put together. Martin, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I think we really have given some great advice. We're looking forward to the book being released, The Creating of a Robust Boardroom, The Corporate Matchmaker. It makes all the sense in the world. I think this really will answer so many of the questions that people had reaching out to me about board of advisors and board of directors, Martin. It's just been very enlightening. I'm going to bring you back on the show because I want to talk about corporate culture, because I know you're an expert in that as well. Martin, thank you so much for coming on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. This has been awesome.
Thank you, .com, and thank you, Andy. I really, really appreciate it. I am just as excited as you are for my book to come out. Can't wait.